Yeah. All right, Badamo Samech Dalid, Lomober at Sifus, consecutively, straight, without interruption. Yesh Orchiv Gardo Muta Alena Ben Mitzvah Hasmada. There's another great mitzvah that's incumbent upon us, Mitzvah Hasmada, to be diligent. Vahainu, Lomo Bizmanim Shavar Asukim Anu Vitora Bali Hivsakut. That we learn in the times that we're already engaged in without stopping. And this is a very, very difficult thing to do. But when we're learning, no interruptions. Whoa. Sounds revolutionary. Sounds wild. But that's the ideal. Straight. Schwitz. Grind. Focus. Phones away. Mind locked in. The Kochornu Chazanish b'michtavo. The great Chazanish, the great giant of the 20th century in Israel, he warns us, teaches us in his letter. Lomot shachat lavsik shachat. Let's say a person learns, and then he stops. Hikim hatohu. It's like emptiness. Ha'efes v'adar. It's like nothingness. Ha'rez zareya v'shlech le'mayim l'sachvan. It's like somebody who plants something, and it just douses it with water. You're planting something, but you put way, way too much water, meaning it's not going to sprout. Ikar alimud hu hatsmidi v'avliti nifsak. What's the main Torah? We learn constantly, without stopping. That's the ideal, that's the goal, that's the mission. The limud atzmi tatmidi hu soda kedusha. Learning constantly, and consistent constantly, like tamid, that's the foundation of kedusha. Zesh osa teratu krim krim asaf ruach. Somebody learns his Torah, like from the word out, ripping it, like piece by piece, the wind gathers it up. So maybe consecutively, asmada. We should design mechanisms, plans. How to acquire learning Torah with asmada? Diving for it, that I could have asmada. We could establish different things that we learn every day. In the morning is my Torah Shebichtav Chumash Rashi. That's from 9 to 9:20. I do not compromise. I do not negotiate. I don't look at all the ESPN alerts. I don't look at TikTok or Snapchat. I'm locked into Chumash Rashi. That's all that's happening. Limud Mishnah. I do Mishnah every time during lunch break from 1 to 105. That's all I'm doing. Sifrei Musar every night from 8 to 8:10. Gemara Be'in B'Mehiris, learning Gemara and Be'in and analyzing it. Liknot Chaver Tov, make sure you have a good Chaver. Lomoba base medrash, oh, to learn the base medrash. The Iker, says the Chazanish, the main thing, the score of the Miata Amel. Always know who you're toiling in front of. The Levlila Hesach Damiz, and never forget. And it's very important that when we learn Torah, we're reminding ourselves that we're standing, we're learning before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's beautiful, infinite wisdom, and Hashem's speaking to us. V'lachen. Shrikim l'sadir b'yomein izmanim chashuvim shalim in Torah below hefzik. We have to set aside in our days very important time to limud Torah, without interrupting. Kamo shubi chaltein, as much as we can. Kol shekein shin nizarim shalol levatel toch halimud b'li tam nachon. And all the more so we have to be very careful not to interrupt in the middle of learning without a very, very good reason. Very difficult in these days and age. Our minds are scattered. We're all over the place. To stay focused is the most beautiful thing. Shamati mashal yafel ze lemisha noeg mechonit. Rosh Kesemam says he's found the mashal. Somebody's driving a car. Kol pam shu otzer et mechonit. Every time he stops the car, kedei lachzor lemehirus hakodemis mukhrech latet yoter gaz. In order to go back to his previous speed, is to put the pedal to the metal again. V'adim b'torah lahavdil. Same thing with Torah. HaTorah mashpi aleinu mekadesh otano. The Torah influences us and sanctifies us. Yoter v'yoter kishi olecha b'li hefsek. More and more when we go without interrupting. The more we learn constantly, focusing, our intention not being diverted, that's the greatest impact Torah can have on us. Aval behefsek mimenu. But when we stop, sarich latzchil opa mechadash, we have to start again from new. V'neva mimenu godil hashbato b'glal hefzik. And we lose a great amount of influence because of this interruption. Again, the key is to try to stay focused, locked in. I highly advise, whenever we're learning, phones away. We should put ourselves in a situation to be successful. If people we're surrounding ourselves will be distracting. if the situation were distracting, to try our best to be locked in, to make ourselves successful. The chomer mode of shebitul Torah. It's a great avera, bitul Torah. Kamod ita besifrei. Geshem sheschar talmud Torah gadol mikol mitzvos. Just like the reward for talmud Torah is greater than all the mitzvos, kach onesh hamivatla gadol mikol averos. Whoa, the sin for being mivatul Torah is even greater. Punishment's even greater because the stakes are so high. That is wild. To underline that 50 times, sear that in our hearts. Vamr b'yushami. Vaiter, Chazal say this, Vaiter kadosh baruch hu avodah zarah v'gilui arayetz v'shichas damim. Hashem could, so to speak, could overlook, be mevater, on avodah zarah v'gilui arayetz v'shichas damim, v'lo vaiter al avon bitul Torah. Whoa. But he cannot overlook the sin of bitul Torah. Sit to look into that Gemara, because that is fire, very strong, very telling. V'lachin, aleinu l'tchazek l'ulmot Torah b'chol zman ve'et, sh'ani cholim. We have to mechazek ourselves to learn Torah at every time and opportunity that we're able to. V'kol sh'kein sh'lo l'vatel toch l'mudenu. No, the more so not to mevatel in the middle of our learning. V'asich l'vatel toch l'imud. And that no talk that we have during our learning, whenever the learning is taking place, talking about the Jets, the Super Bowl, what were our history? What were we eating for lunch? A dinner? Mevada oven shabbatul Torah. Let alone the sin of a bitul Torah. Ugam kim chisar mekavod Torah. It also demonstrates a lack of kavod Torah. Kvar kotavnu misaver derech Hashem shayira hi tanai lezachul shabah haTorah. Fear of the Torah, having the proper yira, is a condition to make sure the Torah influences us. So again, everybody at our own level. But I think the goal is very realistic. Like when Baton, when he's preparing his Dvar Torah, he's locked in. That's what he's doing. He's focused. So whenever we're learning and we set aside time to learn, to try our best, that is what we're doing. Not focused on anything else. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we develop that stamina and that ability mindset that we're learning. It could be straight and consecutive and could really, really, truly be mashpi on us.